Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is 9:02, and we're going to call, it is April 8th, 2022, and we're going to call to order the special meeting on the budget for the town of Curie Beach. First order of business is I would like to recognize Tim Buckland from the county, who is here to observe and see how he can help us. I need a motion to excuse Commissioner Dennis Panicali, who is out of state.
So moved.
All in favor?
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
Excuse.
Got a motion?
Commissioner. Yeah.
And a second? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Commissioner Panicali is excused. I'll bring him up to date when he returns. And I do need an amendment. I need a motion for an amendment to the agenda to add a closed session attorney-client privilege.
I'll make a motion we add to the agenda under Section 4, closed session for attorney-client consultation.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the agenda is amended. All right. So, purpose of today's meeting is a presentation of the revised draft of the 22-23 budget, and that will be handled by Mr. Copenhaver. Are you ready, my friend?
Sure.
All right.
So I have some of these things that we're not going to cover them again, but just to say that the budget is taking into account the goals that council set. None of the assumptions that we used in the first meeting have changed at this point in time.
Nothing has changed.
I know there's some things that we need to discuss that could change some of these, but when we came out of the last meeting, none of these things were actually changed at that point.
Okay.
Correct. So we're going to talk about number 7, just for the rest of council. So I have some information that Jimmy and I will share about Public Works, which impacts number 7.
Okay.
When we started the last meeting on March 28th, this was kind of the status of each fund and which ones were either over or short. So I'm using that kind of as our starting point. So I'll move on first to the general fund. The last meeting we started out, we had actually an overage of $32,578. Based on actions that were taken during the last meeting and things that maybe developed since the last meeting, the changes are that town council will reduce the contributions to outside organizations by $3,000. For administration, we increased professional fees, which really relate back to the grant consultant that we signed a contract for, so we put the $5,000 there. And then for the police department, I think Mike was kind of instructed to add some money for some building improvements, back with gutters and some repairs to the building out there. So
that was to repair of the wall, I believe.
Right.
And fix the water issues that
fix
Alan
the water issue.
Highlighted.
So that was the, I guess, preliminary estimate, right, Mike, that you...
Yeah, that current estimate, that's not to repair the siding. That's just for gutters and replace top it and paint to get the gutters up. And
with Public Works to do the sump pump as well, or no? Is that in there or no? Okay. I think Public Works, we can cover that in our maintenance budget, but okay. No good.
So that's a net increase to the... expenses for the upcoming year. Second part of that is changes to any revenue categories. And so TDA revenue, I increased by, you know, shows a negative, but I think the formulas work. It's it's an increase of $19,380. That's actually the amount that you approved for the Chamber of Commerce for the concerts, and I guess the Kite Festival, I think.
Yep.
And then also, after I got a new estimated tax base from the county, I adjusted the expected revenue from motor vehicle property taxes. So after all of that, we actually have increased slightly our overage in the general fund to $38,950. So that's kind of where that fund stands right at this point in time, based on all the discussions we had. And I know there's some other things that now are, you know, going to come up that may affect this, but after the last meeting, that's kind of the status of that fund. General fund is kind of in the, or, I'm sorry, water sewer fund is in the same position as it was. We haven't really make any adjustments to that. Again, there's topics that we need to talk about today that will change this fund also. But right now, there was no no actions taken to change the overage on this fund as of today. And then the stormwater fund was actually, it had a shortage of $61,863. And during the last meeting, it was discussed it was, budget for a stormwater audit, I guess, of the southern part of town. Mm-hmm. I think we're still waiting, correct, Jimmy, for the estimate to come back. So yeah. what we plugged in here was something similar to the one that was done on the northern part of town, just yep. as a placeholder.
Yep.
So with that, in taking that into account, the shortage increases up to $101,863. Mm-hmm. So this just summarizes all the funds where we are. And the main one, you know, the first three are the ones that we talked about. The others are just the smaller funds that are all balanced at this point in time. And the only one that has a shortage is the stormwater fund. So I put up the possible options to address that shortage. My personal opinion, I put as number one, is mm-hmm. to do an appropriation of fund balance. There's not really any expenses that can be reduced. I mean, we could look at it closer, but I highly doubt we could come up with $101,000 of expenses to reduce in that fund. And we have taken some fairly significant fee increase actions the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, we have started to build the fund balance back up. I mean, my estimate as of today is about $549,500. We can definitely afford at this point in time to kind of balance this budget with a fund balance appropriation.
Yeah, I agree, Arlen. I think that's what we built the fund to operate like that, so now's the time to use it to balance the budget. It'll still grow, I think, with what we do. So
yeah, and at one point we had built this fund up to approximately $1 million, and we did some mm-hmm. very significant projects over the last, you know, 5 or 6 years. So it's definitely the intent of this fund, and the reason that we increased the fees in the past 2 years was to pay for these kind of projects.
That's right.
Well, that takes care of the pinfish project yes. is in mm-hmm. the budget. But it doesn't include anything for behind settlers for the months.
No, that would be a different.
That until we get approval that we actually can do something, we're going to have to put it in.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah, I think this includes a pinfish, something on, was it 3rd Avenue, I believe, mm-hmm. And then a little bit of cushion for any other miscellaneous projects that come up.
Sure. Yep. Yeah, I agree with Arlen's recommendation on this.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
I don't have any issues with that recommendation, Arlen. Let's go ahead and get that done.
And I mean, since it's paid monthly, even taking this out, it's going to have grown from where it was last year by the time we get to our audit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I actually factored in, we just paid the bill for the work that was done out here. That's already factored in here. So
right.
You know what I'm saying, the fund balance, that's after paying.
Right. And not getting reimbursed yet
correct.
Either, right? Yeah.
Correct.
I know I still owe you an answer on that today, so.
Okay.
So
do you need consensus for that?
Do you need a motion? I don't think you need
a
motion.
I don't think so, because
you got direction.
It's more just
how you're going to balance the budget.
And then yep. kind of agreement, right. Because then it'll be just part of the budget proposal
yep.
that's mm-hmm. put together, so. That's really all I have in regard to changes. I have a lot of other stuff here, but it's just updating the stuff that we went through before. I know there were some other topics
right.
that need to be discussed. For example, I think you'd ask about council compensation and
maybe. Yeah, so I have some discussion points if you're saying it's our turn.
Yeah, and I think, did you want to go over that first, or you have a...
I'll do whatever you want, right?
Well, I have different information that I can put up on the different topics.
Okay.
And this just takes what Mandy and Beth gathered in regard to compensation. Just
back on page, you're on page 29 there?
Slide 29.
Let me get to Sorry, I can see it better on this. Let me chance to get there. Oh, Phil. Yeah, so I brought this one up, I think. From my standpoint, you know, I don't know what the right answer is. I got to drive yesterday for about 3 hours and ponder a little bit for unexpectedly. So, I mean, one of the things that's not totally in here, Arlen, that I thought about, which this is great information, by the way, so thank you for whoever got it for us. And I encourage any of the citizens listening, if you go back to the tape, to go to page 29 and look at it. So all of these towns that we're using for comparison have a town manager, I believe. I didn't look up every one of them, but I'm pretty sure that's correct.
I looked them up. I'm
yeah, so Alan looked it up. So everyone has a town manager as well, which does a lot of the stuff that this council does because we don't have a town manager. And the department heads, as Arlen pointed out in discussions. Last year we raised council pay by $50 per month per commissioner, right? So, and that's $3,000 to the budget. Our budget, I think, is $10 million budget by the time it all rolls in. Arlen, is that close?
Yeah.
Between all the funds?
All the funds.
Yeah, all the funds and everything, $10 million. And we spend, I think I did the math. If I did the math right, which I didn't now, I think we ended up spending about $14,000 or $12,000 or something for all the council. Maybe
yeah,
a little
probably,
more.
That's probably a max, probably about
yeah, 12. A little less than that, 12.
75.
So, and then looking at what 16. Councils did last year, so our increase, I can't even remember what the math is, but it was like a 6% increase last year, and there were people, including the county and some of these cities, that did 15 and 20% increases. I think the county actually last year for the lead person did, was it a 50% increase? I don't know if anybody's paying attention on there, but I'm pretty sure.
Actually, I think they went from 34,000 to 72,000 or
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, so 100% maybe, 100%, right?
Yeah.
But again, we're never, this isn't meant to be a full-time job. I like the way we operate. I think from my perspective, you know, we should do something, but you shouldn't do something crazy. I kind of would propose to council that we just bump all the rates by $100 a month, which is $6,000 to this budget, if you do it all in. That makes it easy for Arlen, and I mean, we're not going to recruit anyone for, I think that would be $400 a month or $300 a month for a commissioner. I can't even look at it now. It'd be $350 a month, not including allowances, which I still got to understand the allowances better, I guess. I should look at what you send me, Arlen, sometime, every month.
Yeah, I mean right now, you each get a $75 a month vehicle allowance and a $25 a month cell phone allowance.
Well, right. So you're talking about a, depending on where you look, what percent is that $100?
It'll be different for each one. So for yeah. commissioners, it would be like 20% or something. I'll let Arlen do the math. What? If you did $100
a month.
Yeah. It may be a little more than that, actually.
Yeah, it's going to be more than that.
But I think percent and then real money is two different things, right? I mean, if you look at the time we spent, and I'm speaking for all the council, not just me, but I know how much time I spend doing this. There were some months during COVID when I was making $2 an hour, and that just, I don't think that's good for us long-term recruiting.
Well, yeah, I mean, right now, every citizen pays $1.96 for me, for the
right.
year.
Right.
That's what they pay. For the commissioners, they pay about $1.80
yeah.
an hour. I mean, $1.80 per year for their, all the work they do. Now, if you were talking about 100, I was thinking about if you split that 50 in expenses, that really has no change on the way the town looks at it. But the, I mean, where gas is and driving back and forth to Wilmington, I mean, it's pretty significant. Yeah. And I mean, I could see splitting that.
So it's the same money. It's just how our account works. How does that show up? And I just messed around with taxes, but the town's W-2 is such a small point that I did not pay attention to it at all with all the other stuff. And so does that show up differently? Because right now you're not taking out. It just shows up as one number anyway, right?
Yeah, on your W-2, on your pay stub, it can show.
But on your W-2, it shows up.
Yeah, it's just employee comp. Yeah, it's just. Yeah.
So it doesn't. Because we're reimbursed on the tax thing.
Anyway. We're reimbursed without expense accounts.
The vehicle allowance is taxable income too, so it's treated just like your compensation. Mm-hmm. Cell phone allowance is treated differently, so that's not taxable income.
But it doesn't show. But it still shows up just in the W-2 on one line.
On your W-2, it wouldn't be in there because it's taxable income.
Okay.
But it will show up on your paycheck because that's how they give it to you. But okay. It's not taxable.
Sorry, just I know it's a minutiae issue, right? That's why I don't even know, because.
So, if you were saying $100 increase, for
that's my proposal,
for a commissioner,
sir.
Yeah, that would be 40%.
Yeah. Okay.
You said $100 a month.
Yeah. Okay.
40% sounds like a lot, but $100 a month doesn't.
Right. Exactly. Well, that's why the percentage is going to be misleading.
Well, so. Right. Yeah, you know, I think David's points are well taken, and you know, in his thoughts in mind too, how we're going to recruit people, better recruit people to run for office. And because the last two election cycles, we had no opposition. Now, that's either a good sign that they like what we're doing.
Right.
Or nobody wants the headaches for a little bit of money you get paid.
Well, I would say, if we want to do this, that is kind of an element, but we did have two PhD and an MBA apply for the open position. We had three excellent candidates apply for that open position. So, and they didn't care. Matter of fact, Dennis said, I get paid.
Right.
He was surprised. So that's where I'm thinking more along the lines of splitting it between that and expenses. I think it's a better way to explain that there are expenses associated with handling this job. As well as the hours that you spend, you know, putting it together.
Then when you file your taxes, if you want to include that cell phone thing as a deduction, you can't. But it's going to be minimal.
With the standard deduction, you can't do deductions anymore.
I have kids
in college and everything, and that's still the standard deduction, which I kind of like because I'm lazy.
Okay. I have a correction here that they did not increase it. The county board is at approximately 40K up from 31K. Or I think, hang on, let me see that again.
Okay,
I mean, I misspoke when I made that really horrendous big number.
Just shows memory, right?
Yep.
Well, I'm ready to make a motion if council is, because I don't want to slow down the budget process.
Well, I'll just throw one. With your compensation and allowances or whatever, they're actually... I think for this year we changed it, right? 60% general fund and 40% water.
Yeah.
So it would impact both funds slightly better.
Slightly.
But shouldn't be a problem. So
I'll make a motion we adjust the compensation for all three council positions by $50 a month in pay and $50 a month in allowances for expenditures.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, it's unanimous, so we're all in the boat here.
Do you care which expense allowance gets increased?
Either one.
I trust the budget officer to recommend the right one. I don't know, right? I mean,
okay,
does it matter?
I just wanted to make sure. Okay, so
it had been 50 and 25, right? So I think you could probably make it
75-25.
Yeah, 75-25 or something.
Well, It's got to go up by 50, so...
We'll build something in, but it'll increase the allowances by...
I meant percentage-wise.
Yeah. So then the next stuff for council is Public Works. I have three issues with Public Works. So Alan, Mandy, Meredith, Jimmy, and I had a great discussion about Public Works staffing and Public Works hiring and some of the challenges we're having. Right now we have one open position that we've had open for just right at 2 months. Jimmy's got interviews next week with that, and Alan brought up a great point in the discussion. So the first part is, this is going to be a three-part process, right, as we look at the staff and all. So the first recommendation from that discussion is, we add one position to Public Works in this budget. Arlen said $52,000, is that right?
About $52,500.
Yeah, $52,500. And we let Arlen split that between the general fund and water and sewer based on how he does staffing now, unless he has some direction one way or the other for that.
We've kind of just allocated certain people, and you know, just to try to balance things out and estimate. I think at points in time I talked with Jimmy about how much time is
right
fund versus water and sewer. So my guess is that an additional person would put into the general fund.
So. Yeah, and so so that's the first part of that recommendation. During the discussion, Mandy pointed out that she has a slot that she's got in her budget that she mm-hmm. hasn't filled since Nancy left. That right. She says, you are here, right, Mandy?
I'm here,
yeah. If I say this wrong, then correct me, please.
Okay.
But Mandy said that she felt that after reviewing that, she could lose that slot permanently, and right now it's been in abeyance.
For now. I mean, I've
right.
had it on hold since Nancy left.
And, 3 years.
Yeah, three
right.
years. So if we could give it to Public Works
right.
and then readdress it
in
when the time
future.
Comes that I need someone else.
Right. So I don't know how that impacts the budget, if you've already taken that out or not.
It's not in the budget anyway.
It's
just
so I was just saying that, one, I wanted to recognize, thanks, Mandy, for being a team player, right? And then as we discussed with the interviews and how long it takes to hire people, Jimmy's got two or three interviews next week with the people for the one slot he has open. If two of them were good, Alan recommended during the discussion that council give Public Works the permission to overhire. And once Arlen and Jimmy look at the current year's budget, if we need a budget amendment to bring that to the April meeting. So that requires consensus from council, I think, for Jimmy to overhire if he got two good people because of how long it takes to get. That way, instead of waiting until July, he could potentially get them in May, that second person, if he's got a good person, right? If he doesn't, then we'll go back to the hiring, you know, to the advertising process, and he wouldn't get it until July. So a request, I guess, consensus from council for Arlen to add in a slot in the next year's budget and permission from council for Public Works to overhire if they have two good candidates.
Jimmy, how long has this slot been open?
I'm going to say close to 2 months, maybe 3 months.
Close to 3 months now. How many people have we cycled through in the last year or the last 2 years, whatever? Mm-hmm. I think the number's high at the low end.
I think it most probably four, maybe five people.
Four or five folks. And we start them on the garbage truck.
Yes, sir.
So I can understand... So the thought is then to, if you get two candidates, bring them in because somebody's going to leave shortly, probably, based on history.
Well, no, that ain't the reason I'm trying to hire. What the reason is because the town's grown so much, and we're kind of like overwhelmed right now. Not to mention, like when somebody takes off a vacation or sick or something like that, it's hard to fill.
Okay, so you need an extra hand, is what you're telling me.
Yeah,
correct. So this would be a permanent hire. Yes.
So, and if we can go ahead and get that candidate now in this hiring process and do the overhire, that'll save them the trouble, and that person might not be available when July 1 comes.
And we're only looking at 2 months.
Yeah, we're just looking at 2 months until the new positions are approved.
So we'll be taking you to 15?
I think so.
Is that what it would be, 15?
Yeah.
Because you got 13 on board with authorized 14, this would be 15.
Correct.
That's not a lot to take care of 2,200 structures and all the town infrastructure. And as we may go forward, there may be a park to do some work in as well. So potentially, I think that's a smart move.
Mm-hmm. You have my consensus.
Yeah.
Okay, you have, there's council consensus for Jimmy to go ahead and proceed.
And then the last thing from Public Works. So, thank you, Council. And thank you, Commissioner Oliver and Mandy. Meredith's not in here, and Jimmy for the discussion and the work on staffing. And the last thing is, in the capital plan, we have a side pickup trash truck, which helps us as manning as well, because it goes and it has an arm that actually picks it, so you don't have to have two people on the back of the truck to pull carts. Based on what we've seen in the capital market, the earliest we'd probably get that is 18 months from now anyway. I mean, we're still waiting on a vacuum truck that we've had on order for a really long time. So we would like permission to have Arlen put that in the capital plan for this budget so we can go ahead and order that, hoping to get it in in the summer of 23, which would probably be the next budget, right?
What's the expected amount, Jimmy?
North of $300,000.
Yeah, we're still working on quotes.
Yeah, I made a phone call yesterday and it just hadn't got returned back to me.
Okay, so probably about $300,000 for an individual armed truck.
Well, you probably looked at it. Something like that's around $350,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we have it in the capital plan, but Commissioner Oliver's point yesterday is, with all the delays, we should go ahead and get that in the budget and get on order. It won't really impact the budget, I don't think, because you put it in as a loan and then it's a debit credit type thing, but we like permission from council to include it in this budget.
Okay, too. That takes two men off the back of the truck, so
right?
And he may be able to keep a couple of those youngsters who start on the back of the truck, and the guys we lose because they don't like spending 2 days walking behind a garbage truck.
Well,
sometimes five.
And the most dangerous job we have in town, except for going into a burning building and possibly getting shot at, but riding the back of a make sure I, John doesn't include or Nikki, but honestly, there are more accidents falling off or guys slipping upon or having accidents on the back of these garbage trucks.
That's our highest workers' comp.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It ends up being almost all the public works employees have to deal with that rate. So.
Yeah.
So I think that was a great ad by Commissioner Oliver, and I recommend council do that so we can get it in the budget as well. And I won't add any more to the budget now. Maybe.
Okay, so we understand the mechanics, we understand the cost. Do I have a motion to add this to this budget?
Yeah, I make the motion that we add it to this budget.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
I'll just mention with that too is, unless we purchase off of a state contract, we have to go through a formal bidding process.
Yep. Which has more time.
Do
that
more state contract.
Right. We just have to make sure.
Yeah.
You should be able to piggyback off another municipality or something.
No. Good. Thank everyone for the participation in working on public works issues.
Well, I mean, the other thing that we need to realize is, the public works team, when we close that bridge, they're here. Same with the fire team and the same with the police team. They're here protecting our homes. They can't even get to theirs. We need to make sure that they're as safe as possible. So we need to have the right number and we need to have the right equipment. Period.
That's all I have, sir.
Are you done?
Yes, sir.
All right. Anybody else have anything else? Do you want to go to any other area?
Well, I don't know if anybody had any other comments, questions on any of the topics so far. The other large thing that's still open is capital projects at water and sewer. And I know David and Jim
Page 30.
Working on this. So this, I'll kind of let them run with this a little bit, but it takes what they've been talking about or going over the last couple of days. So.
So, after the last meeting, Arlen was talking to us about the, which program is this?
American Rescue Plan.
And basically asked that, okay, break down kind of some timing and the projects so we at least have a vision of how we're going to utilize this money to do public works projects, which is one of the options that Arlen recommended, and I totally concur, is the way to use this money, right? It's a long-term investment in infrastructure. So basically the next two slides just show the projects, the estimated costs, and these are estimated, so we haven't actually went out to vendors, and then kind of some expected timing that we would do this, because one of the things Arlen kind of needs is, as we report, and you have to report quarterly, is that correct?
Well, for that, it's annually, but the first one was as of March 31st, right, before the end of this month.
Right.
But I think, like we talked last time, we agreed to use that revenue replacement category. But
right.
Then, so if we determine how many of these projects we want to put into this upcoming fiscal year, then I'll do a transfer from American Rescue Plan
right.
to cover operating expenses to free up some money for capital projects.
And so, Jimmy, I sat down with his team and talked about, okay, which of these, one, prioritize them, and two, make sure we don't overload the department with too many projects that we can't properly supervise them. And so as we look through them, some of them are simple and some of them are more complicated, right? So as an example, we'll just go through page 30 and then we'll go through page 31, and they're in order by date. So thanks, Arlen, for the help setting it up. The lift station control panel rehab is not a big workload issue. It's a vendor designing it and then an installation with our electrician, so it's mostly contracted. We want to do this one as soon as possible because we're having problems now and we want to get them fixed, right? So the control panels are old, parts are expensive, and when they fail, getting parts is a problem. So a new system is the right way to go. We can do this as soon as the budget closes because we've already got information out there. So we would do that as soon as we close this budget as a capital project. The lagoon sludge removal, similar. So one of our guys has to supervise that because we want to make sure they don't do anything bad back there. But really, it's contractors pulling the stuff out. It would be a couple of trucks a week of sludge leaving down 6th Street and then going down Dow Road, right? So they dry it out at the lagoon, and then it goes in the truck, and it's covered, but it will be driving. So we don't think that'll be a problem during the week with what parking goes on 6th Street. So that's why we put it in September. And that's assuming availability of the contractors, right? It could slide a little bit based on when the contractors can get to us.
Is there any end date requirement on this legally, or this is just something we decided to do so we have lagoon space?
I'm sure in our permit we're required to do it, but I don't think we're in desperation. So it's not like the state's waiting on us to do it. I don't think we have end date. We just got the permit.
Didn't you, Jimmy?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, third
stone. Probably, I think, 4, maybe 5 years ago, we did a third of it and had the baffles replaced. But, you know, going through a couple hurricanes, it destroyed a couple baffles. So, this really doesn't really affect anything. It can be done. Nothing has to be shut down.
So, Craig, if you remember, we just got our permit back in January for the lagoon, and they did the 30-day period. I haven't seen if they've actually closed the comment period yet, but this just shows we're taking care of our permit. But it's not like we have to do it quickly. It has to be done in the next couple of years, and we think we can go ahead and get it done, right?
Okay. That one other question, and I don't know that we would know the answer to this, but since it was 4 or 5 years ago, since we did one third, is there a possibility that we wouldn't have to do more than the other two thirds? While they're here, does that make sense?
I didn't understand your question.
I'm wondering if we should add the third we did.
The third?
Yes.
Go back over the third that
yes.
we've already done?
Yes. Since
that's a possibility. They have to go down and do a sludge judge and check to see how much sediment has dropped.
Yeah.
You know, that's a case-by-case basis. I just know that the first section and the second section of the lagoon hasn't been done.
Okay, because the last few years we have used our lagoon more.
Oh, yes.
Than,
yes, sir.
So that we've been managing the, right, the sewer costs.
Yes, sir.
With Carolina Beach.
I mean, if the cost is right, I'd rather do the whole, take care of the whole thing.
So, like you said, they'll do a sludge test.
Yeah,
and if it's 15 feet deep in the other area, they may say, you just keep going.
So they put it out on plastic or something? Lay it, just
pump, no, what they do, they pump it in big giant containers.
And it just dries?
They dewater it, and it dries out, and then they haul it off.
So it's easier to haul, lighter to haul, and it reduces,
The
cost.
Water.
Does that go to the landfill?
I'm not exactly sure where it goes. It possibly go to Lewis Farms. I mean, you know, the land applications, I don't know where they actually go.
So it includes getting rid of it. We just don't know where they take it.
Right.
Well, in the contract, it'll be in there.
Because
have to track that.
Yeah.
We have to report to the state. So when we do the contracting, we'll be able to tell you where it goes, but we don't know right now. As big as this is, it's kind of a specialty, but I assume we would try to get multiple bids if possible.
Okay.
If I could ask a question, because I haven't had much hands-on with stormwater in this town.
This is not stormwater. This is sewer. That's all right.
These will be formal bidding requirements.
Not this, I don't think, because it's a service. Sludge removal.
Okay.
Yes, this won't even actually be classified as a capital project. It'll be an increase in maintenance cost.
Yeah.
Okay.
But still, a definite allowable and good use of the funds.
Just want to make sure I'm involved in the contract stage.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely, Jim.
Okay.
Counselor.
Then water tower aeration. Again, this is done by contractors, but one of Jimmy's guys will be working with them. And this we'd like to do at the same time we do the revamp, because you have to take the water tower down to do this. This hopefully makes chlorine in the system more controllable. So what happens in a water tower, as you have high usage, low usage, high usage, you get chlorine changes in the water tower itself as a storage. And then our citizens sometimes note that, right? And we have at least one issue in the north end of town, which I don't think is totally related to this, but just making the water quality better is always a good thing. This is kind of the last 10 years or so, more and more cities are moving to this, so we did not build our water towers with this system. So basically it's a turnover system. And so it's recommended, and with this opportunity, we just don't have a good estimated cost because we don't know enough about it.
Right.
But we wanted it on the list. And if it comes out too crazy, then we'll Council will approve it or not once we know actual cost.
Okay. When you said take the water tower down, you meant out of service.
Out of service. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly right.
At
so we would lower the water.
We'll lay it down.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Thank you.
We're gonna lay that section down.
Out of service. That's right. Yeah. Lower the water level in it.
Okay.
Ground. Well, house rehabs. This is just something we need to do, and since the system could let us do replacement, this makes the most sense to do it instead of impacting the water fees to pay for it. Good opportunity to do some good stuff. Any questions on the water side?
No.
Then sewers, the next page?
Well, actually,
did I miss a page?
No, I actually mixed them together a little bit because I went by date when you were, so there was, the first couple were sewer projects then.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So you had to put it in date order.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you. Sorry.
Yes,
So then December to March, this is the sewer main rehab, so we try to do bigger projects in the off season. This will have a lot of staff working with some contractors to do this. And we have $100 per linear feet, so we just haven't estimated the right areas. But basically the areas that are starting to show significant issues where we're doing repairs are the south part of town, right? Fort Fisher Boulevard South, 3rd and 4th, 5th and 6th Avenue South as well. And then the 1st and 2nd block. So basically the older part of town from N Avenue to E Avenue. The water lines in the backyards, we've talked with council about that.
Mm-hmm.
We have tried to find contractors that would do that. There's a lot of concerns because in the old part of town, they run in the backside of properties. People have fences. You can't get equipment back there, so it's a lot of hand digging. We're going to still look to see if we can't find contractors to do that instead of staff, just because it's more efficient and they can stay dedicated to it when we're having to stop and start and leave holes in people's backyards. So right now we repair as we go. We've gotten E and F Avenue.
EF up to G Avenue.
Up to G, so we still have from G North all the way to N Avenue on those lower level blocks. So basically when the town installed water long, long ago, instead of running on the front side of houses to the on the roadside, which is what we would do now, they ran it through the center of the blocks and expected people not to build stuff back there, and now it's a problem, right? So and then valve replacement. So we ran into this a little bit with the problem we had 3 or 4 weeks ago that Jimmy's team worked all weekend on. While we do maintenance on valves, a lot of the water valves in town are significantly older and we had some failures. We repair those as we find them, but we think doing a project to address them all as a big clump instead of waiting until we have a problem would probably make our citizens happier because it's scheduled and would help Jimmy's team so they're not fighting a problem and going valve by valve until they get them all.
Right. Can I add something?
Yep.
I've been working with Rural Water. We are members of Rural Water. And they suggested that they come down for a week, which would be free in May, to exercise our valves and give us a better idea of how many valves are working or are not working. So, you know, we take advantage of that right there, you know, through Rural Water.
I think that's a great idea,
yeah,
Jimmy.
Yep.
It's a great idea.
And then the last one, the Public Works Building. So Commissioner Oliver and Jimmy and I are meeting with the previous architect for this building.
No, previous building construction.
The previous building construction to get a better quote for this one. We're not contracting. We're just meeting for, okay, how much do we think it'll cost? Then once we have that, we'll put that in here. The state of North Carolina, we have $250,000 that the council's already said is towards that project. The rest will be made up from this other fund, which I can't recall.
Well, that
or partially,
it may
right.
Because depending on, you know, starting to look at what we've already talked about, what you talked about,
yeah,
we may be getting very close to the amount of American Rescue Plan funds that we even have available.
We'll have to make priority calls, but that's the last one we have on there is a potential as council moves forward with this.
I think this is one of the areas where Alan and I are going to go speak with Charles Miller to see if we can get some more state funding towards this.
Okay.
I mean, he's helped all of the other towns around us. I'd like to remind him it's our turn.
Right.
So we'll see what we can do there. I'd like to talk to him about that and whatever we need for Greenway. But and whatever Alan thinks we need to add to that as well. Hey, I have one. So you've gone through this, and this all makes a lot of sense. I have one question, just a thought for our future. Jimmy, in the summer, you pump 18 million gallons of water a month. Our friends at Carolina Beach are going to add another 1,000 units with what they've approved. And our friends at Wrightsville Beach have taken 7 wells out of their 9 wells out of service due to chlorination contamination. We've looked at ours, and ours are good. We're still fine, but it is a future concern to me, and I'm not sure how council would like to start thinking about this or we start planning for this, if we may ever need to do something to get piping up to the bridge.
Well, I think we got a couple of things. You know, what's going to cause saltwater intrusion or contamination of our water source? It could be deepening the navigational channel by the port. It could be overdevelopment from mm-hmm. other communities. It could be our friends up in Bladen County polluting the water source and it eventually trickling down to us.
Yes.
But I do think somewhere down the road we have to be cognizant of the fact that if we got to have a plan if our water system gets compromised in some way. Now, how we go about that, we need to have an action plan if we get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're going to be sitting here trying to figure out something when we don't have water.
Yeah. I believe the county has brought water down to just about down to the bridge, and they probably would do that, but they're not going to put it here.
No, we'd have to have some type of plan on how we, I mean, us and Carolina Beach would need an alternate plan, especially getting some type of connection across Snow's Cut.
And I'm not sure if this current infrastructure would support a freshwater supply that would come through pipes. Say, imagine it would.
Yeah.
Right? Because you just pump it out, just the same way we're pumping now. And all that other stuff. So, but it's something we need to start to think about. And I just bring that up as we get to future budgets. We might have to start squirreling away some money in anticipation of this.
Well, I think it'd be nice if, you know, down the road, not right now, but down the road in a year or so, possibly hire somebody to do some type of study for. We're going to do a stormwater study this year on the south end of town. That'll take care of all of our stormwater needs, but some type of water study that we know exactly what we're talking about, that we're not just assuming things.
That's a good point.
But, well, so
I mean, I feel comfortable with what I'm saying, but I don't have anything to back it up.
So I think Commissioner Allen and our Commissioner Oliver, sorry, Allen.
Yeah,
Commissioner
Oliver.
Commissioner Oliver and I and Jimmy and Arlen will be at the sewer authority meeting with Carolina Beach next week, and one of the issues that we were going to discuss was what their changes to water are, including what we've encouraged them for the last few years to change their high-end rates to reduce usage on the aquifer. I think at that meeting, I know Alan and I had discussed talking to them about, look, we should refund the study that was done in the 90s about the aquifer. And then I think, because that's for all of us.
You mean share that cost with them?
Yeah, and see what they say about that. And then separately, I agree with Alan, you know, it should not cost us that much to find someone to do a water study and options for the town for the next 15 or 20 years, right? I'm sure there's engineering students that would love to do that. There's companies that would definitely love the money to do that, right? Everyone loves to do a study. So I think we can look for something for that and bring it back to council, and it shouldn't impact the budget, but it's something we could definitely work on for this year, mm-hmm. I think.
You know, my conversations with Mayor Barbie has been that they are planning on adding another water tower. Carolina Beach is planning on adding another water tower, and that they have been told that adding that water tower will not impact the aquifer that bad because you don't fill it all up at one time. You have the storage capacity, and then you let the aquifer recharge, and so you pump a certain amount of time per day. That's in layman's terms. But I've never seen an engineering report that supports or anything. But that's the premise that they're going on.
Well, the fact of the matter is, you're right, it may not hurt them to fill that tower, but their usage is what would be the problem.
If
we use $18 million in July, you know they're going to use more than $18
million.
More
than double that. Yeah. And,
so it's the usage, not how much they have in their tower. They're going to keep filling the tower back up.
And eventually, that aquifer will not be able to recover.
Right.
Significantly.
That's the point.
Yeah.
So, okay, so at least we have a kind of a formulated plan to get ourselves working forward. Okay?
And just as a correction now, so So to go back to the salary just one last time, right, since you got texted to correct it. So I looked it up. They went from, Commissioner Barfield went from 17,000 to 31,000, and this is WECT from June 8, 2021. So an 82% increase. Right. Yeah, so.
So 17.
Since we threw the wrong numbers around, let's get the right number. So from WECT on June 8, 2021, 17,000 to 31,000 for a commissioner, which was an 82% raise in their calculations. I didn't check the math.
Very good. All right. So what I've gathered from this so far is we have some increase in council expenses and council salaries. And we have an increase of one individual for Public Works. And we had an increase relative to a garbage truck. So I don't know if we'd have more increases in that. That's just been what I've been tracking.
Yep. We have those, and then it's whatever we add from this right. list right here. A couple of these things are already in the current version,
right.
I think the well house rehab 30. And the control panels are already in the numbers that are our budget numbers so far. So it would be whatever else here we would add to fiscal year 23.
Right. So I think my recommendation is the one we have estimated costs for that are in 2022 or before June 30th, 2023 in this timeline. We add them in if they don't go over the American Rescue Act funding, which I don't think they do. I didn't add them all up. I'm sorry. I should have.
385.
What'd you get, John?
385.
385. So that is a little bit.
You know, it's an unknown, and I think.
We did call yesterday and get some kind of number on it. It ranges between what you really need or what you really want, what type of water quality that you want. You're looking at a range between 50,000 per tower to above 120,000 per aeration.
So Arlen, I think for the budget, I would leave it out because you don't need it for the American Rescue Act, and then we'll do a budget amendment if council agrees in the future.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Because that'll close your budget and we're still on track for your requirements for the feds.
Right.
For your reportings.
Everything listed here that's in this upcoming fiscal year at this point, which is goes down to
yes.
through the sewer main rehab, so that would be the following fiscal year.
Yes.
Except for Public Works building, but that I think in the end is going to be if there's anything available.
That's correct.
From
yes.
funds, because otherwise, yeah, we would finance the balance.
And so that one for the budget, we got the same problem. You don't have a good number, so you're going to have to put a placeholder.
Well, that's for that one.
It's a line.
Yeah, it's a capital project fund, so we're not really addressing it as part of this budget process we have.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll develop that as we go. And
I just didn't want to mess up your budget, right?
Yeah, that one.
More than we have.
And just for. Yeah. Everybody, I've reached out to Drew Brown, who his firm managed who was our building specialist that the town hired from these buildings, and he must be on vacation this week. I haven't heard back, but as soon as I can schedule a meeting with he and David and I will meet and talk about a plan and what their fees, and we'll come back with council and all that, and get the attorney involved and all that stuff. So.
Okay. So there's one. Now, the points that I mentioned will have an impact to the budget numbers that you have on page number one.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, those budget numbers on page number one showing that we were basically about 32 ahead. I don't know how much goes from one fund to the other, but I would suggest that we use general fund to make up the balance, because I think it's going to be very small.
Yeah, it will be. I mean, I think just looking at the most significant thing that got added, I think, will be the public works employee.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And that's 37.
Expenses, and then
42.
You know, an amount for council compensation. So yeah, I think whatever small shortage we have, we will just do I'll close that with a fund balance appropriation.
So. Yep. Yeah. So. My motion would be that we use general fund balance to make up any differences because we are not going to increase the taxes.
I'll second that.
So I have a second?
Yeah.
And all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Anything else?
No, I'm good. I've added enough. Arlen told me to limit myself.
Anything from you, John?
Yeah, I do have a question for the staff. It's not really budget related, but since you're all gathered. Which team or who got involved with installing that water sensor out on the river?
We, fire department, public works. We went out on a boat together to do it.
Okay. I got an email from Dr. Elko this week saying that they think that sensor has deteriorated as bad or something. It's not giving them responsible data as a technician. And they were going to send me another one. And I said, okay. I gave her my address. And then I got an email that said, well, maybe if we just go out there and do some troubleshooting, make sure it's not jockeying around, it's totally aimed at the water surface and not askew somehow. And I said, okay, I'll get the team together and we'll go out researching. And within 10 minutes of that responding email, she sent another email and said, no, don't bother troubleshooting. We're going to send you a new one.
Yeah, it's so probably the circuit board anyway.
Go back out and replace, I guess.
I don't know how, maybe it was like 8 months ago or so we put it in, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I haven't been.
I mean, a new one is going to work, but it's only going to work for another 8 months or so. I mean, we lag bolted the thing in. It was in there pretty solid. I would just assume that the weathering elements of the Cape Fear River probably covered in a layer of salt. And what's that?
Well, I'm yeah.
Pelican.
If it's not sending good data, it's a circuit board.
Yeah, we're not going to pay for one of these every 8 months. That's for sure. So.
It's probably the circuit board, honestly. If it's not sending data right, it's probably the board. In any case, okay. Anything else, John?
No.
How about you, Al?
No.
Okay.
Thank you, staff.
Yeah, staff. Actually, excellent job. Now, staff, your questions.
I actually have an update. Council requested an update regarding lifeguard compensation at the last budget workshop. I don't really have any hard data, mostly because other municipalities are currently in their budget cycle as well. So I'll sort of give you what I do know. Fort Fisher is going to $15 an hour at the beginning of the season. Carolina Beach is going to $15 an hour, at least at this point in time, July 1st. That's what they're pushing for. It seems rather favorable. And then Riso Beach is pushing for $15 an hour. Not sure when the start date is. So that's pretty much, like I said, that's the data that I have. We're currently at, we went to 13, correct?
I think so.
Yeah. So we know that we're $2, potentially $2 per hour less than our neighboring beaches. Like I said, it's really all the hard data that I have. I do have a little bit of statistics, I guess, on the returning rate. We've got, 14 currently signed up to return this year?
What are we short?
We don't know yet. So another thing is this year we advertised to do online applications, which is the first year we've done that. So normally we don't know kind of how we're going to stack up until the first or second lifeguard trial date. So that's the first and second weekend in May. I think the easiest way, of course, would just be to simply ask some potential returning guards, if we don't go to 15 an hour, are you going to leave us? It goes back to the argument, are we having issues with people leaving, and are we having issues with people applying? And at this point in time, like I said, I really just don't have any hard data. My largest concern is if we don't go to something a little higher, we could potentially have that impact. So.
So what's your recommendation?
Say it.
Say it.
That's right.
Whatever it is. Whatever you think, Chief.
My recommendation is for us to look at increasing the rate to 15 an hour
starting July 1st, like our neighboring beach, Crown Beach, and obviously that gives us a couple months to reevaluate if need be, but at least shows, hey, we understand that we're lower, potentially $2 lower, but if you stick with us, we could potentially boost up our retention rate like we had in previous years pre-COVID. So that's my personal recommendation.
50 cent or a quarter an hour is one thing. $2 an hour is a pretty good gap.
That's correct.
For a high school or college kid. That would make them.
Yeah, we just.
So we're on that side of the TDA, but what does that change it? The budget, do you know? I mean, I don't know how many hours. Yeah.
I'm not sure right off the what how much that would change.
Yeah, it's roughly 50% as far as dollar amount.
Yeah, so maybe about 20,000.
And that's all just TDA reimbursement funds. Mostly, although until we run out of that, right?
Until we're out of it.
Yeah, well, you know, we're getting.
You're close. We're probably close,
we
right?
We could probably, budget for another, approximately 20,000 if that's the number we're coming up with. So.
And so, how conservative have you been on TDA stuff? So, we're okay just adjusting both of those, you think?
Yeah. Yeah, looking at the trends or whatever. Craig and I get reports every month or whatever. So I would be comfortable with that. So.
Then I make a motion that we follow the recommendation and go with the other, follow them again, right, to Big Spend. But I think it's worthwhile. We definitely want to have a full staff of guards on the beach. We don't want to be short because I think it's going to be a big year this year.
Mm-hmm. So you get 15 an hour, JD, is that going to be, that's going to give you everything you need, right?
That's the plan.
Okay.
That's July 1st, correct? You recommend
new budget. I think the largest thing would be having the capability to advertise of what our intention is as well. We might have been slightly premature with the first increase. The reason for that was we always advertise around the 1st of February. So we already knew going into it we were going to be drastically lower. So we thought 13 was an appropriate number. It turned out that it was a lot lower than what other beaches were pushing for. So. Yeah.
Right. Look, we have a beach down the street that what won the national beach thing last year, whatever the heck it was, right?
Probably Rice of the Beach.
No, it was Carolina Beach. I think one in Texas.
Oh, okay.
And was that right, JD? Is it Carolina?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was Carolina Beach. So my point is that, forgive the word, but the studs, whether they be male or female, are going to want to go. So I think we need to eliminate at least the dollar content. They have a lot more guards down there than we have up here, I think. Is that right, JD?
They have their roster is normally about 43 people.
Yeah, and we have on our roster about...
They're about 10 more guards than we are.
Okay. So I'm fine with the 15, giving you guys everything you need so that beach is safe as possible. From now, even until the extension, we extended it, right? At the end of the year, we've extended it to hold on to some of those guys. I don't think we're going to be able to pinch. I appreciate your effort to do that, but that's what you're recommending, the $15,
yes, sir.
Right?
Yep.
So I think... I second that $15.
Okay.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So one question, would it make sense then just to increase it from day one of the lifeguard season this year? So we'll just adjust this current year budget if we need to accommodate that, then you can offer that from day one.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with day one, personally.
Basically a month.
Yeah. Okay, day one.
I think, that should come as a budget amendment at the April meeting, right? So if you need that, you and the chief should talk about that, and then we should do that at the budget at the council meeting on April 25th.
Right. I'm just saying, it seems if we're going to do it.
And chief and JD, if you're having problems staffing because you're in the middle of that, well, you're still not till May, so we can do that in April. If you start having problems, telegraph that, hey, council will discuss it April and you're recommending to start it sooner if you need to.
Yeah, to be honest, that recommendation will probably come after Carolina Beach catches wind and they say, okay, well, Curry Beach is going live, we want to do it
in
April. So,
that's right.
Honestly.
Fair enough, okay. Well, I think the April 25th meeting is the right place.
Okay.
But recognize council's open to that, I think.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other staff questions? Okay, then I need a motion to adjourn to closed session.
Actually, I have one more item on the agenda before the closed session. That's scheduling the budget hearing.
Oh, yeah. You got to schedule the budget hearing.
Which is normally held in June.
Oh, schedule the budget hearing.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you. I'm assuming we're all finished. So what works for you, Arlen?
Well, I think what came into play a little bit with this is I guess the May council meeting was delayed.
It got moved, so I don't have enough time to post notice.
Right, okay. So when do you want to do it in June? 2 weeks before the council meeting?
And it's also making sure there's enough, whatever the notification period has to be, from the time it's presented at the, what's the council meeting date?
The council meeting's the 23rd.
May 23rd, there has to be enough time for
it. So the earliest we can have it is June the 6th.
And how long does it have to be advertised? 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you're saying we need to do a special meeting for the budget?
For the public hearing.
Arlen would like it a few weeks before the June meeting in case something changes out of that so he can fix it, right?
Right, and I think it's just, I know some places do it the same meeting that they then approve the budget. It just seems not the ideal way to do that.
I think so, in case mm-hmm. something changes, right? So yeah. The earliest is June 6th. That's 2 weeks before the June meeting if we have it on the normal June 20th, so.
That's NC by, John and I will be at NC Byways.
Okay.
I'm not sure when that'll be over.
Okay.
I thought it was
June 6th.
I'm sorry, I'm on wrong month. Pardon me.
Yeah,
I was looking at May. Excuse me.
Thank you, John.
There's nothing currently.
We don't have anyone out on the
station. No, the 6th would work.
Yeah. 6th works for you?
Yeah.
Okay. June 6th works for you?
Yes, sir. Well, I'll make it work. That's why
John?
I want to know.
Okay. All right.
So what time? 5 o'clock?
That 6
o'clock?
You, 5 or 6.
We got a bike pedestrian committee meeting at 3. We'll be finished by, always finished by 5. And we'll be in the conference room. That's all.
Okay.
So this is June 6th at 5 o'clock. So the staff doesn't have to stay all night.
I'm fine with
okay.
That.
So budget. Public hearing.
Okay, I would like a motion for that, please.
Make a motion. We have the 2022-2023 budget public hearing on June 6th at 5 p.m. at Kirby's Town Hall.
Sorry. I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, anything else, Beth? Okay, I need a motion to adjourn to closed session.
Make a motion that we go into closed session.
On attorney client.
Cite the statute. 3-18-11-83.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.